Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Becky. I am the host of Becky Book Club. Or I should say, currently, the Becky Book Amelia Book Club. Dana P. Speaks. Talk Live Radio Show. I don't know how many of you have listened to my show from yesterday by now, but yesterday being April the 1st, it did not mark for me April Fool's Day. It marked a very prevalent, prominent, life-changing day. That was the day that my family received an angel in the form of our four-and-a-half-year-old son for mom and dad, grandson for grandparents, nephew for aunts and uncles, and little angel for all the rest. As I prepared for that day, and there has not been a day since it happened, that I have not thought about that day, thought about where I was when it happened, thought about the feelings that was going on within myself when it happened, thought about the people I was around and the place that I was in and everything that went down moment to moment and blow by blow. There's not a time that that date comes around and I don't think about it. The grief and all of that that sat upon me as I rode up the road north with tears streaming down my face to the point where I couldn't see. And nothing in that vehicle with me but grief. I mean, overwhelming grief to the point where I was almost beside myself. I can't even imagine what the parents were going through. But there's not a time, there's not a year that passes for the past 13 years that I don't know exactly what I was, that I don't know exactly what I was doing, when I got the sign that this was going down, and all of that emotional stuff that I felt, I feel it every year. The difference in me and some is that I don't revel in it because, unfortunately, it goes on, and things have to happen. Things have to get done. Unfortunately, life doesn't give us the option of taking a day off from life to wallow in sorrow. But there's not a time that I don't feel that, that I don't experience that I don't remember that. That being said, on one of the worst possible days to have a recall of all of that type of negative energy, yesterday I found out that my brother's fiance had another health attack, and it's now worse than it ever was, to the point where she's on life support, and family, instead of fighting to pray with him and for her and stand with him and for her, or wondering, you know, already picking out the plot, already trying to get at what money they think she might have, and isn't that just like our loving family to do such things? Long story short, I am feeling in a lot of ways tonight, this evening, very unnecessary because of the anniversary of yesterday's event and finding something else going on in the family on the anniversary of that event. You know, it's just almost to a point of being surging. But that is the place that I have found in life that we need to be the most encouraging. If we have anyone in life that could possibly be going through something today, tomorrow, anytime in the very near future, we need to find a way to be very encouraging. But for those of us who might be going through and
who might be in that type of loving family environment, if you know what I mean, that just doesn't have an ounce of encouragement in their whole body for you, then that is the time that you have to dig in to determination. You have to dig in like your life depends on it. Because, but for the grace of God, not one of us in life tonight know when we will find ourselves in that type of place that we are hanging on for life, don't have a clue where we are, and don't know if anybody in life is giving a hoot about what happens to us. If everybody has gotten on the bandwagon of disconnect and let them go and picking out the plot and on and on and on, or if there's someone out there who's willing to be determined to dig in and stand tall for that loved one and do what is best for that loved one. I encourage people today, you know, if you haven't already talked it over with your family, if you're in a relationship and it's not a legal married relationship and there's someone whom you desire to be making decisions for you, when you come to that place in your life where you might not be able to, I encourage you to make it legal for that person. Whether it's a partner that's been in life with you for 14 years, like it is my brother's situation, or whether you were planning on being married, but you were living in a common law situation, whether you were married and divorced and didn't get remarried legally again, whatever the situation is, make it right, because you don't want your loved ones, the ones who have been there and really loved you. You know, sometimes there's a love that runs deeper for another person than what bloodline love calls to come up and show up. You know, sometimes family and bloodline relations are that wish you the most harm, that can't wait for you to get out of here so that they can get whatever they feel of your stuff that they're entitled to. And it just absolutely amazes me the way we people who profess to love each other treat each other. It's absolutely appalling. But at any rate, today is April the 2nd, and I found this great little book a few days ago that I didn't even realize I still had or that I owned, because I'm always buying books and I have so many books I can't even really keep up with it. But it's entitled 365 Days of Celebration and Praise. And for today's date, which is April, those of you who might not know that, April the 2nd is considered National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Month. National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Month. Who would have ever known such a valuable experience was connected to April the 2nd? But at any rate, some little trivial information that I would like to share with you. Did you know that the United States is the leading cheese-producing country, and that Wisconsin is the leading cheese-producing state? Did you know that there are many more than 400 kinds of cheese, and have you sampled them? When the disciples gathered the available food, and you can read about this story in Mark 6, 30 through 44, and we will not be going there. No one had a cheese sandwich. Only bread and fish were found, and you can read about this in the miracle of what Jesus did with those loaves and fish, and I will not go into that. What I would like to share with you today, as I said initially, is something about determination. when you are in a situation and all hell is going against you and you can't see up or down, and before I go another step further with this thought process, I would like to say here that I'm not speaking to those of you who have it together, who know what you're going to do before the situation come up, who, you know, never have a bad day in your life, that everything always goes well, you know what I mean, that you don't need to self-medicate yourself in any way, shape, form, or fashion to convince yourself of that whole scenario for your existence. You know, I'm not talking about those of you. I'm talking about those of you who are fragile, who are tired of being tired, those of you whom life has beat down to the ground, and sometimes it seems like you're going through the ground and falling through the earth. You know, I'm talking to those of you. You know, when you're in a situation and everything that could possibly go against you in your situation is coming against you in that situation, I'm talking to that person. And I'm encouraging you to dig in to your determination. Because as I spoke a few days ago in the book club discussion at 11 o'clock a couple of days ago, I think it was Monday, maybe Tuesday, I'm not sure. But at any rate, I encourage you to, even in your struggle, you know, God is not trying to destroy you. He's trying to strengthen you. He's trying to build you up. He's trying to help you be the best you can be. And he's trying to get you to your promised land right here on earth. You know, it's up to you to determine if you're going to follow the plan that God has mapped out for you and find your promised land in 40 years, 40 days, or 40 minutes. But that's another lesson that I did a few days ago. We're not going there. What I'm saying is, dig in to determination. Even when things are not going well for you, even if you're having to speak for someone who is not there to speak for themselves, dig in. Dig in to determination against the odds and stand tall and make yourself proud. Because at the end of the day, when you've done your best, that's all that's required. That's all that you can do. So do your best. No matter the situation, no matter how hard, just know it's just a test. It's not a permanent situation. You're not going to be overcome by the situation. The same person who allowed you to go into the situation is going to see you through to the other side of the situation. That being said, we're going to speak to determination, and we're going to go to Samuel, the first portion of Samuel, chapter 7 and verse 3. And it says that the topic for this particular scripture is entitled Samuel Leads Israel to Victory. This is how Samuel led them to victory. And this is what we all desire for life, is victory. But in order to get victory, we have to sometimes dig into determination. So as I said before, because I'm so overwhelmed by all of the things that are happening these months, and there's some more stuff going on, you know what I mean, and there's some more stuff coming, because that's just the way some of us roll. But be determined to dig into your determination. Then Samuel said to all the people of Israel, if you are really serious about wanting to return to the Lord, get rid of your foreign gods and your images. Determined to obey only the Lord, he will rescue you from the Philistines. So the Israelites destroyed their images of Baal and worshiped only the Lord. And that is the thing that Samuel encouraged the people that were following him to do in order to be victorious. You know, when we're in a sticky situation, we would desire something to go the way that we desire it to go. But in those situations, above all else, we've got to come to a place where we desire, above all else, the will of God. Because if we can come to a place where we determine to desire the will of God for our lives, then we already have the victory, even though we might not see it in our physical eyesight presently. And in order to get to that place where you are determining to desire the victory, the will of God, we've got to do what I encourage you a day or two ago or three ago, to not have an attitude of gratitude, but to have an attitude of gratitude, even in the midst of your trouble, even in the heat of the storm, even in the fire. You know what I mean? There's a saying that the world uses that says, you know, jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. We have to be very wise not to jump out of the frying pan into the fire. We have to be determined to desire the will of God, to stay in the fire, to get that perfecting that fires of life cause for the body, and dig in. Be determined to be victorious. Not to have to go through the same over and over again because we didn't get the lesson the first time, but to stay in the fire. I remember decades ago, I was in a situation where I was catching hells every day. It was so bad that when I went to work for this particular job, the moment I put my hand on the doorknob, and I'm not even exaggerating, kidding, or lying about this experience, the moment I put my hand on the door, my heart started racing, anxiety returned with the vengeance, and before the day was over, I was crying because the person that was in a position of authority over me at that job was hell-bent on destroying me from the outside in, and she would come at me. I mean, I thought I had a vicious tongue. I thought I had a vicious tongue, but this young lady had a vicious tongue, and she would rip my tail up one side and down the other. So before the day was over, I was crying at least once a day. And I got to the place where I just got tired of that. I mean, I love that job. That was my passion. I love that job. I rocked that job. You know what I mean? I was great at that job, and I absolutely loved it. But I just got tired of being beat up every single day. And so I asked God to take me out the fire. You know, I often think and I often wonder what would have happened if I had just stayed in there. Because I would have been, if I had just hung in there and stayed in there, I could possibly have been decades in a work experience that I loved. I mean, that is the only work and job that I ever did that I truly loved because it was something different every single day. I learned something new every single day, and it was just the best job. I could have been rocking that job 20-plus years later if I had just stayed in the fire and gone through to the other side. God only knows what I could have been doing right now. Maybe I could have been in my passion and doing my at-home experience because I would have had decades of experience, and it would have been very easy to just roll right into that. But I got tired of the nonsense. I got tired of getting beat up every day, and so I begged God to let me out, to let them do what they were trying to do to me because I was tired of dealing with that nonsense. I learned from that experience, and so I'm encouraging those of you who are going through, and I know somebody all over the world is doing some testing and trying and being proven as I speak. And I pray that the time will come that you will, if you're not listening to this show right at this very moment, that for whatever reason you'll be surfing the web, and you'll run across this episode of Becky Book Club, and something will be spoken into this microphone tonight that will encourage your socks off and will bless you to the next level of who you are destined and purposed to be in this life. And I thank God for that outcome right now. I thank God for it. As I said earlier, I am just emotionally all over the place because when things happen to me and mine, I take it personal. You know, I wish I was in a position that I could go up and help my brother, you know, with the stuff that he's dealing with at this present time. But unfortunately, I'm not in a position. So the only thing that I can do from afar is pray. The only thing I can do is pray. But because I am a praying woman, because I'm very stubborn, because I'm very determined, because of all of those things, I am there with him, though I'm so many hundreds of miles away from him, I'm there with him. And now that I know that things are going on, I wish I had known when it happened, because only God knows what could have happened if I had known and started intercessing for her in prayer when it happened at first, like I did the first time. Because when I did that intercessory prayer for her the first time, when I found out about it, it had just happened a day or so before, I prayed, and she was back home in a few days. I mean, she'd had a stroke, but it had not affected her speech. She didn't have to have a whole lot of therapy, and she just had a little slight difference in the usage of one of her limbs on the upper extremity. But now this time she's had a more serious stroke, and it's been 3 weeks that I found out. So I didn't pray. I wasn't praying because I didn't know it had happened again. Unfortunately, you know, when you're going through stuff, you need to reach out and touch your prayer warrior. You know, and sometimes people that you might think are very insignificant and have no connection to God whatsoever might be so connected to God that you will be amazed. You know what I mean? When a person who is a fervent prayer warrior and they prevail in righteous prayer, miraculous things happen. You know, it's not set in stone yet. Even though she's on life support, even though the machine is breathing for her, even though all these things are going on, only God knows. And even though it looks very dark right now, God could make a determination to totally turn that situation around, and they could go into her room tomorrow and she could be sitting up in her bed looking like, what in the world? You know, how did I get here? Only God knows. But even though only God knows, when we are in those situations, we have to be determined, determined, determined to dig in and stay in the fire. Because if we can do that, we're going to get the victory no matter how it works out. When God's will is done, we are victors. That's the bottom line. Now we're going to go to Job 31:1. And it says, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? Now, this again is speaking to determination. I really can't give you blow by blow why and how that speaks to determination. But in this scripture, there is some desire for a maiden. And this maiden is innocent, and this sin, sensual sin, according to the heading. But this is one of the scriptures that speaks to determination. Now, you know, off the top of my head, I could just say, you know, when a person is determined and smitten, if you will, by a person of the opposite sex, they are determined. And they dig in. You think about it. When a person sees another person that they desire. And they have that desire to meet that person, to capture that person, to overtake that person, to have their way with that person. That's a great determination. And that whole experience, it's a driving force, if you will. That determination, it's a driving force. You're talking about some digging in, some serious digging in goes on in those places when a man sees a woman that he desires, that he's never had an encounter with, but he desires to have an encounter. You're talking about some determination. I mean, the things that will go forward to make that happen are limitless. You know what I mean? Whatever is necessary, it is done. You can consider it done because determination is in the equation. And determination is one of the benefactors of making that experience come to pass. Determination drives you to success. I mean, there's not one person who's listening at me right now who won't totally agree with that. So you know what I mean? If a maiden is in your view and you desire her, you know what I mean? Determination definitely has to be on the forefront. Whether you realize it or not, that's a great driving force. And if I, in front of my computer, and I had some people out there in the stratosphere who were into chatting and all of that kind of stuff, I guarantee you, I would get a whole heap of yeses, amens, and likes and agreement and on about that situation, because there's not a brother in the universe who can honestly say when they see someone they like, when they see someone they want to meet, you're talking about the charm and all of that that comes forth, it is outstanding, to say the least. It is absolutely outstanding. And I'm not going to even put a census out for that because I know what I'm talking about. I know how guys think. And for that matter, girls too. I'm not going to put it all on the guys. Girls are just as bad. Now, Isaiah 7 and 9 says, and the head of Ephraim and the head of Samaria, if you will, not believe, surely you shall not be established. And so, I would just like to say, as I come to the end of another show, and I know as I say in, some that are already gone and have hung their phone up, but as I come to the end of another show, another episode of Becky Booker Media Book Club, dig in to determination. I'm encouraging those of you who find yourself between a rock and a hard place and you can't be up or down, dig in to determination. Be just as determined to be victorious and do your best in your situation as that one who might be on the scene just to cause problems. Be determined. Dig in. You can do this. If you could quit, it wouldn't even be your chore to do. If it's at your door, if it's at your hand's reach, it's your assignment, it's your chore, and you're up for it. You might not want to do it, but you're up for it. If you were not up for it, you would not even have the potential to be in this place. And the fact of the matter is, God has determined that you are able to do it, because he's equipped you everything that you need to do it. So dig into determination, and as Mike said way back when, just do it. Be encouraged. God bless. And I hope I said something that will help you on your journey to dig into determination. Good night, all.